Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. That's right, summer is virtually upon us. We're headed into the hottest time of the year, and with that comes the danger of hot weather workouts. A-certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie has some tips with this week's Fit in a Minute.
Try to exercise early in the morning or during evening hours. The sun is less intense and the air quality is usually better. Check the air quality index. A health advisory is generally posted at 0.15 parts per million. If you have any type of breathing illness, check the ozone levels and pollen counts along with the temperature and humidity. Don't exercise in extremely high temperatures, 90 degrees or higher, or very high humidity over 75%. Wear loose-fitting, light-colored clothing made of cotton or sweat-wicking fabrics. Wear a hat, sunglasses, and sweat-proof sunscreen. If you're working out vigorously, you may want to wear a bandana soaked in cold water or an ice-packed scarf around your neck. Bring along a half-frozen bottle of water and rehydrate often. Drink more than you normally would and avoid caffeine and alcohol, which are diuretics. Acclimate yourself slowly over the first few weeks and try to design your workout along shady paths. Most of all, use common sense. You may want to schedule a rest day or a light workout when it's too hot, or head to the gym instead. I'm A-certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. How ornery can your cat get? Quite ornery if you're a certain man with a cat who decided he needed to call 911 because of it. Somebody get the catnip and step on it. Ms. Mittens means business. Here we go. A Stamford, Connecticut man called 911 last week for help as a standoff with his house cat entered its third hour, leaving him stuck outside the house. Audio of the 911 call, placed at around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday, makes it clear the man wasn't kidding around either. Get it? Ha ha ha. My cat was getting too aggressive, Mohammed Lockman can be heard telling the 911 operator. I was inside, and he attacked me, and he started scratching my leg and biting me. So me and my wife went outside, and now we cannot go back in for like 3 or 4 hours. The operator responds, sounding a bit confused.
You said this was a cat?
Yes, the man replied, later adding, we cannot move, we cannot do anything. It's so aggressive and so mad. Police told News 12 that the 7.5-pound feline had given birth the night before, and that she apparently became aggressive when the man left the house and then attempted to return. Wow. Officers responded and, we guess, helped talk down the animal. Calm down. Easy there, kitty. Just let the man back in the house if you want your tender vittles ever again. In an off-camera interview with CBS New York, why would it have to be off-camera? I guess he realized, you know what, I've just made a complete fool out of myself because I'm scared of my cat. Anywho, in an off-camera interview with CBS New York, the man said that he and his wife eventually made it back into the house and went to bed. They're now getting along fine with the cat and her new kitten. At least Lockman and his wife were able to escape the house. Last year, a cat freaked out on a woman in Florida, trapping her inside. I got her out of the bedroom, and now she's living in my living room, and I can't get out, the woman said in a 911 call. She's got us trapped in our bedroom. I thought 911 was for emergencies, legitimate emergencies. Someone is hurt, someone is dying, you need an ambulance. You have someone trying to break into your house, I don't know, you're being robbed. Since when did 911 become the call-all for troublesome pets? And, you know, can this guy ever show his face anywhere ever again? Hey, there's Mohammed. You heard what happened to him. His cat wouldn't let him back in the house. Hey, there's Mohammed. He got chased out of his house by his cat. And it took his wife out, too. Wow. How nasty can these cats get? Really? Seriously? Can't you have control over your pets? And this must have been quite a cat. The cat gave birth the night before. Yet the cat had the strength to go nasty with the guy and his wife, the ones that take care of the cat in the first place. A three-hour standoff. This wasn't just, I locked myself out of the house and there's a cat inside. No, the SWAT team is showing up here. Cops in riot gear. Is that where we're going? Are we going to have to tear gas the house to calm this cat down? And how do you do this? Do you have a cat negotiator? Do you have someone that comes out that talks kitten speak?
All right, this is the police. We don't want anyone hurt here.
So in this case, did you have to bring in a cat negotiator? And did you have something like,
meow, 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 meow. meow, 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 meow.
And I like the fact that when CBS New York came out and decided they wanted to talk to this guy, he realized, oh, I think I'm making a complete fool out of myself here. And he was, so he decided he wanted to appear off camera. Might have been his only time for his entire life that he had the chance to be on television. And he missed it because his cat was stronger than him. So tonight, when you go to bed and your cat is walking around downstairs, that cat, or those cats, they're plotting your demise. Stay with us. The Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo is next. Then, mistakes people make when renting an apartment. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's one time of day when even the best parents are guilty of ignoring their children? And this is going to surprise you because even the best parents are missing one fine parenting opportunity. Here's the science of it. We tend to ignore our children most when they're being good. You see, most parents believe that parenting is the art of correction. Actually, the best parenting is the art of skillful direction. When a child is behaving well, don't ignore them. Lavish praise on that child for behaving and skillfully direct their behavior toward another positive behavior.
Well, I'm the good boy again.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Don't ignore your children when they're being good. Instead, praise them for their good behavior. And you know what? You'll see that behavior more often. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Promising news about an interesting potential cancer fighter. And it's a nut, literally. According to the latest research, pistachios seem to help reduce the risk of developing lung cancer due to their high gamma-tocopherol content. Gamma-tocopherol is a form of vitamin E that is a proven cancer deterrent. In fact, Penn State researchers now say a daily dose of pistachios lowers cholesterol levels by as much as 11%. And pistachios happen to also be the lowest calorie of nut. Lung cancer kills more people per year than breast cancer and colon cancer and prostate cancer combined. Natural News recommends 117 pistachios a day. But according to the pistachio study, that's only 2 ounces of pistachios. And happily, it's not enough to be fattening. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.